Okay, December 18th. Here we go. December 18th, 1985. The Whalers played host to Calgary, looking to beat a Bob Johnson coach team for the first time. Calgary took a 3-1 lead early in the third period when Steve Bozek scored shorthanded just 53 seconds in. The Whalers awoke with a vengeance as Sly Turgeon's pair tied the game, the latter at 7:22. And just 17 seconds later, following a flame timeout, Bobby Crawford tipped home Torrey Robertson's centering pass to put the Whalers in the driver's seat.
Crawford steps in on the right side of the line. A hit under drive high. Suter tried to frame him out of the play. Now Robertson carries on. Reset it. They score! Wonderful play! Torrey Robertson to Bobby Crawford on a tip-in on his front. And the Hartford Whalers, despite the timeout called by Flame coach Bob Johnson, have tied the game. Johnson knew the momentum would swing the Whalers' way, but the Whalers kept it going. And a centering pass by Torrey Robertson to Bobby Crawford off that left wing, and the Whalers take the lead at 7:39.
Steve Weeks stops 34 shots as the Whalers down Calgary for the first time in 12 tries as the Whaler unbeaten string reaches 4. Whalers 4, Flames 3, December 18th, 1985. This date in Whaler NHL history. Tonight, the final skate at the Montreal Forum for the Hartford Whalers as Chuck Caton previews Montreal next when Whaler Magazine continues.